There's you were on the floor of the Democratic National Convention as the vice president gave his speech. Where were you?
I was on the this mic is working. There we go. Well, let me start with this. Is this sick or what? This is the lowest point of my life since I've been at this convention.
For our
most
radio listeners.
The most blatantly dishonest rewriting of history I have seen in a long time. Tipper Gore was one of the leading advocates against free speech in this country with her war on rock music in cahoots with the religious right in the late 80s, early 90s. All those years of makeover have not erased the memories of many people who come to my show. She wrote a book about how she thought Ozzy Osbourne would make you kill yourself, AC/DC me make you worship Satan, etc., 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 called Raising PG Kids in an X-Rated Society. And when among other things, many of the sources she quotes in the back turned out to be religious right operatives, some of whom, ironically, for Joseph Lieberman, said the Jewish Star of David is a satanic symbol. Lieberman himself, when it comes to culture, is like Tipper Gore on crack. He hangs out with William Bennett, gives out Silver Sewer Awards to TV shows he doesn't like, then admits he never saw the show, introduced a bill in Congress along with John McCain to fine CD manufacturing companies $10,000 a day for not using the labeling that he and McCain proposed. Also said on Larry King just a few days ago, I look forward to working with Alan Tipper on this issue, and then said to Pat Robertson on the 700 Club that he thought there was a religious revival going on in this country, thanked Robertson for his help, and said there was not too much religion in public life, there is too little. Back to the floor. When I was on the floor itself, all the delegates were taking a break, waving their signs in the air, kind of zombie-like. I felt like I was in the Truman Show or something. The Jim Carrey movie where he can't get out of the bubble or anything, and nobody there is real. It was part Truman Show, part arena rock, part Triumph of the Will, the Leni Riefenstahl Nazi propaganda film, which they had to have Pavlovian signs flashing around the arena to induce it, like, go, Joe, go, go, Al, go, and then everybody would go, go, Al, go, go, Al, go, and Tipper rocks, and then the Gore pennants were waved on cue, the lighting raised higher to make it look like there was more of a glow on Gore when he talked about Social Security and other issues. And I thought his speech was not so bad. I mean, if I didn't know the guy better, I'd be ready to run out and work to get other people to vote for him. He said great things about opposing privatization of Social Security, against school vouchers, against ending child labor, cleaning up the environment. It's just that his track record shows that none of that is true. I asked delegates afterwards what excites you about Al Gore, and they all had just put their pet issue, affixed it to him, and thought he was really for them. He came out much stronger than I thought he would on some key issues, which I can't help but believe was not to get back some Bush or McCain voters, but was the influence of Ralph Nader's current standing in the polls. And of the protesters themselves, even though he did not acknowledge them from the floor, nor did anybody else. What's interesting is what he omitted from his speech. What issues were not talked about at all? After child labor, no mention of globalization or the impact of NAFTA or the World Trade Organization, no mention of the drug war, no mention of our astronomical growth of prisons and the prison industrial complex, no mention of the death penalty, no mention of labor unions whatsoever. And most interesting to me, like Bill Clinton in 1996, even though everybody says, well, we have to vote Democratic to take back Congress, there was not one word of support for House of Representatives or Senate candidates, just like Clinton didn't go to bat for them in 1996 and helped hand the House to Gingrich, who I guess he got along with better anyway. They, no matter how Pavlovian it was, trying to build energy in the House and letting all the balloons fall on the delegates. I was kind of hoping it would drown them, but it didn't happen. And then the workers were struggling up in the rafters to get the rest of the balloons to fall. Anyway, it just wasn't the same swell of excitement I felt at my very first arena rock show that I went to when I was 14 and saw Alice Cooper. For only $4, I might add. Al Gore, you're no Alice Cooper.
Jella Biafra, the former lead singer of Dead Kennedys and now with the camcorder Truth Jihad, was on Oprah, actually, with Tipper Gore many years ago. And for our radio listeners who couldn't see the sign he held up that he got on the floor, Tipper rocks. And I should say I was just talking to a Florida delegate who listens to WMNF, community radio station in Tampa. He tried to go onto the floor. He was a legitimate delegate with a campaign finance reform poster. After all, it was the vice president tonight who said that his first act would be to push for campaign finance reform. He wasn't allowed on the floor with that poster.